not on the same scale, of course, but very similar in tactic. And that's the point, right, is to instill fear by evoking violence and issuing threats.
Adrienne Evans is head of the progressive group United Vision for Idaho. She says the U.S. Capitol attack and the Boise protests are related. In August, protesters of a special session in Idaho on COVID-19 safety measures shattered a glass door and rushed into the state capitol. Some in the crowd were armed and included anti-government activist Ammon Bundy. One of the rioters in the U.S. Capitol has been identified as a man from Boise and was photographed inside the House chamber. On Wednesday, several hundred pro-Trump supporters also peacefully gathered in the Idaho Capitol. Evans says she's led peaceful protests in Washington, D.C. and was baffled by the police response this week. She notes there is a high level of security on Capitol Hill. Evans also contrasts it with the tightly policed Black Lives Matter protests over the summer.
So it really begs the question of, is it democracy for everyone? Is it accessibility for everyone? Or are there special rights and leniencies that are given to some groups because of where police align?
Evans says elected leaders, especially Republicans who have backed Trump, need to make a stand.
You must break with this president and stand on the side of democracy. You must put country before party so that we can come together and heal as a nation, rebuild and re-envision what we can be when we work together.
With Utah Public Radio, I'm Harley Barnes.